There's the latest from Randall King. It's called Hey Cowgirl. And we want to welcome the man that sang that song, Randall King, to Iron Country. Good morning. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. And now, Randall, I wanted to say that I just became familiar with your music a couple of weeks ago after the Garth Brooks drive-in shows. One of our sales associates, Angel, she says to me, you need to check this Randall King guy out. He's genuine country. So I started digging into it a little bit. I hear a little bit of a young George Strait, little Alan Jackson, Keith Whitley in your music. those some influences?
Absolutely, man. Those are actually my top three. You literally named them all off. Keith Whitley will always be my number one, man. I'm a huge Keith Whitley fan.
Can you imagine what he would have done, Keith Whitley?
Oh. Dude. Well, yeah, I mean, hell, he recorded two of George Strait's songs and a Randy Travis song before they did. And just smoked them, man. I mean, he was incredible. He was incredible.
Now, Randall, for our Iron Country audience that might not be too familiar with you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a traditional country artist out of Lubbock, Texas. I signed on with Warner Nashville back in August. And for the last 4 or 5 years, we've been building independently. I've been playing about 135 to 150 shows a year, grinding it out, building a fan base. One traditional country fan at a time, man.
Paying your dues. Paying your dues there. Now, being featured on the Garth drive-in concert had to be a huge bump for you. Now, I've heard that you got a pretty cool relationship with Garth. Tell us how that got started.
Oh, man. Well, first off, it was incredible that Garth put me on in front of the show. I mean, it's absolutely unreal that he would do that. Being as big of a superstar as he is, essentially having my videos open the show for him is phenomenal. It's helped a lot. And me and Garth, I've known Garth for the last couple of years. My publishing company was sending him and pitching him my songs and some of the stuff that I was writing, and just kind of keeping in touch with him. And my publisher told me that Garth was loving it, and finally just asked Garth if he would be willing to write with me. And did Garth? I mean, Garth is probably the number one biggest country artist worldwide.
Oh yeah.
And I still have the email. He literally said, in the most humble way possible, yeah, man, if he'd be willing to sit down and take the time with me. And that, to me, speaks volumes to his character. I was like, absolutely. Let me clear my schedule, Garth. I will be up there whenever you need me, Bubba.
Well, you know, Randall, here at Iron Country, we play more of a traditional sounding country artist. We play everything from the 60s all the way up today, but you got to have that real traditional country sound. And after listening to your album, I can hear that traditional country influence. And it's nice to hear steel guitar back in country music. And do you feel that do you feel that movement's moving back? Do you think Nashville's getting the clue that people want to hear that again?
I think you can tell by the artists that they've been signing and the artists that they're looking into signing right now. Man, when I first started on the scene, it was still, I guess they call it the bro country movement is what they were calling it. It's a pop country movement, and it was still really big when I was first coming up, but I feel like we were out on the back end of it. And when I started out, I had this band that really wanted to be kind of the Americana country rock type of a band, and I didn't dig that. I wanted to be country, and so I switched gears, and I made sure that, you know, and when you're running a five-piece band, and that's pretty much all you can afford, you have the option of either you hire a fiddle player or you hire a steel player. And I love steel guitar. I've loved steel guitar since I was a kid. My first guitar instructor, he played steel guitar, and he showed me a little bit of it, and I just fell in love with it, and I made sure to implement steel guitar into my live show and everything that I did recording-wise.
Well, that's awesome, because I just think it's when you hear that steel guitar, you know it's country. You know, I guess that's the way I look at it. Now, we just heard the new single, Hey Cowgirl. What are the plans? Are you guys looking? I know you just said you signed the record label deal, and a lot of times they just do single. Are you looking at doing an album maybe 2020 late or 2011?
Well, as of right now, we've got an EP that's going to be coming out at the back end of this year. And it started out being a 3-song EP. And it's now going to be a 4-song EP. We've added a gospel song. That's my version of "I'll Fly Away."
Oh, nice!
My sister passed away 2 months ago, and this EP is going to be dedicated to her. And it'll have 3 original songs of mine, plus "I'll Fly Away," and we'll be dropping that out at the back end of this year, and then hopefully early 2021 is when. We look to be projected to be dropping an album, but you never know. With all this COVID going on, it's kind of pushed things back a little bit.
I was going to say, with the COVID thing, you don't know what your touring plans are, but have you ever got up here to Wisconsin? Have you ever got up here and played?
I haven't, man. I've been wanting to. I saw an offer on the table about a year ago, so it looks like there's offers coming in. It's just a matter of finding a way to ride up there, man.
That'd be outstanding.
I would love to. I tell you this, I don't know if I want to come in the winter. I've seen some of them Green Bay Packer games. I don't know if that's something I want. I'm tough, but
I tell you,
different kind of people up there.
It can get a little chilly, but you come up, we'll take you to a Packer game. I guess my last question for you is about the video Mirror Mirror. All right? And now...
Yeah.
I know that our Iron Country family know that I like to put away some bourbon on the weekend. I have to ask you, how much whiskey was actually put away in that that video?
In order to maintain a level-headedness in the video, I drank quite a bit of it, but we blended a lot of it down with tea to help out.
Okay,
it was still pretty strong whiskey. There was a lot of it.
That's outstanding. Well, Randall, tell everyone where they can find out more about you and pick up your music, because I'm telling you right now, I listened to your album and what you've released so far, and it is exactly what we love here at Iron Country.
You guys can find my music under Randall King at Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, Pandora, pretty much anywhere, any streaming download platform that you can find, my music will be on there. To keep up with us on the road or to purchase online merch, it's randallking.com. That'll take you everywhere you need to go.
Well, I'll tell you what, Randy, I hope sooner or later we get you up here in Wisconsin. Yeah, in spring or summer would be probably a lot better. And we were just talking.
Well, I don't know. I played in Minnesota in December, and it was pretty tough, too.
Yeah, I bet it was. We were just talking about that song, Mirror, Mirror, and I want to play that one. That song got any kind of special story behind it?
It was written. It was written with a couple of friends of mine out in the pasture in Stephenville, Texas. You know, on the tailgate of my pickup, which is not a normal place for me to ride. But I come from Lubbock, Texas, so there's a couple of big dogs out of Texas, Josh Abbott and William Clark Green. Mm-hmm. If you know them by any chance,
yep, I do.
They started a little thing called the 806 Campfire, where anybody that started out in Lubbock, out of this little bar called the Blue Light Live, we all gather together in Stephenville for a week at a time every year. We go down there and write, and that's where I wrote that song back in 2017. I wrote it right there in the wide open space of good old Central Texas.
All right, well, here is Mirror, Mirror from Randall King. And Randall, I want to thank you for joining us here in Iron Country. We hope to get to see you up here real soon.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for talking to me. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.